Hello, my name's Stephen Fry. Today, it's my pleasure to be your guide on this quite interesting tour of London.
Find out how Big Ben
keeps accurate time with the help of a handful of pre-decimal coins, like pennies, farthings and shillings from 1933.
And that
London's classic red phone boxes were actually based on a tomb.
Join Stephen Fry and the makers of QI for fun-filled and fact-laden GPS-enabled audio tours. Enjoy on location or at home. To get started, visit qi.com/walkingtours.
Share the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donald Trump travels to Mexico today to meet with that country's president just hours before Trump makes his long-awaited speech on immigration in Arizona.
Trump tweeting, "I have accepted the invitation of President Enrique Peña Nieto of Mexico and look very much forward to meeting him. A surprising invitation given Nieto's previous comments about Trump, rejecting the Republican nominee's promise he'll make the Mexican government pay for a 1,000-mile border wall."
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, plans to stress her support for American exceptionalism during a speech today in the battleground state of Ohio, while arguing that Donald Trump has rejected the concept. A campaign spokesman says Clinton will use her first public event in days to portray Trump as a questionable leader. It's still some ways off, but Maryland is taking the first step toward building a new Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
"You'll never get a new bridge if you don't start with this NEPA study."
With the bridge rising behind him, Governor Hogan on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay says he wants to get this long process started now.
"It will allow us to identify a potential location for a new Chesapeake Bay crossing and to explore the potential financing options."
He says this current bridge can be maintained through 2065, but by 2040, traffic will increase by 30%.
"Daily backups could extend up to 13 miles.
He says this study will take about 4 years. At the Bay Bridge, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Another big announcement's expected today from Governor Hogan. He and State Controller Peter Franchot are having a news conference this afternoon in Ocean City, where they're expected to announce an executive order mandating that public schools not open before Labor Day from now on. Singer Chris Brown has been released from jail in Los Angeles after posting $250,000 bail on a charge of assault with a deadly weapon.
Officers responded to a radio call of a woman requiring assistance.
Los Angeles police detailing the call that led to an hours-long spectacle outside singer Chris Brown's suburban Los Angeles residence, where police established a heavy presence on the ground and in the air. Brown angrily objecting on social media to reports about the story.
"Barricaded myself in my house. Have you seen my house? I'm going to barricade myself in a palace. I'm not coming out."
Brown was later taken to an LAPD jail for processing, his lawyer saying Tuesday that there's no truth to the allegations. I'm Reed Binion.
The Agriculture Department's office in Beltsville will reopen today after being closed yesterday following an unspecified email threat. A USDA spokesman says offices in Colorado, North Carolina, and West Virginia will also reopen today, all with additional security. Another location in West Virginia and a USDA office in Connecticut will remain closed. Maryland's getting a new license plate design. The War of 1812 plates are being phased out. The new design features a Maryland flag waving against a white background. Christine Neiser is with the MVA.
"We encourage residents to actually go online. You can order a substitute plate that way for $20, and it'll be mailed to you in 7 to 10 days. It's very easy and very convenient."
Neiser says one reason for the change, the new design is easier for police to read. And the first commercial flight between the U.S. and Cuba in more than half a century is scheduled to fly this morning, leaving from Fort Lauderdale. JetBlue Flight 387 is set to take off at 9:45. For the 72-minute journey. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,454, the Nasdaq at 52.23. Sports: Max Scherzer shuts down the Phillies as the Nats win again. The O's beat Toronto, and the Redskins face the Buccaneers tonight in their final preseason game. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You know, we talk a lot on this show about our friends in the news media.
Chris Plant is on.
I'm making quotation marks with my fingers.
9 to noon.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, it's Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Do you have a car or boat sitting in your garage or driveway that you need to get rid of, either to make room for a new one or because it's just not worth the repairs anymore? As anyone who's sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers, to arranging meetings with the shady and unsavory characters who come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher to boot. Learn how you can make a difference to a child by volunteering in your community. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. They're completely reliable and your car can be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. Donate your car, truck, van, or boat today. Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Uplift your mood with Dunkin's Medium Macchiatos and Lattes for $1.99 from noon to 6 p.m. They're a perfect afternoon pick-me-up. Now available in delicious pumpkin. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Brandywine area closed. Brandywine Road between Route 5, Branch Avenue, and 301. That will be closed. Police at the scene say for an undetermined amount of time, crews struck a gas line as they were doing some construction work there. Again, Brandywine Road closed. Route 5 and 301 both open. Let's get around the Beltway. Topside out of College Park to Silver Spring. Stalled along the way. Out of the travel lanes. 270, it's been about the volume, but a lot of it as we push south for a morning rush hour. No problems reported coming south on Connecticut Avenue, George Avenue, getting down to the Capitol Beltway. Now for Virginia, 95 southbound. You can now get past Route 3 in the Fredericksburg area. No longer held up and detoured. One lane open, still crash cleanup. Northbound lanes have been open there, and then the normal northbound volume in Aquia, Dale City, into Woodbridge. Had a report of a crash along the way heading toward the Occoquan. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front's on the march. That front keeping tropical systems, plural, away from us over the next 5 days. A few clouds this morning, mild. This afternoon, partly cloudy and still hot, 92. Tonight, thunderstorms this evening, 73. Isolated thunderstorms tomorrow morning, cloudy tomorrow afternoon. North breeze, somewhere cooler, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Manassas, 71 in La Plata, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Ryan Lochte is now endorsing a crime prevention device. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 7:07. You're listening to WMAL because this is where Washington comes to talk. At 7:35, bottom of this hour, KT McFarland, Fox News National Security Analyst. 8:05 brings us Trevor Maddich, Redskins Analyst, on tonight's final preseason game. And then at 8:15, Eric Trump, son of Donald Trump. Tell us about the stunning revelation that we learned last night that Donald Trump will, in fact, be meeting with the president of Mexico today prior to his big immigration speech. That's all coming up. Keep it right here. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, yesterday was a big primary day in Florida and Arizona, and there are some stories to tell. And basically, the headline here is it was a pretty good night for incumbents. Let's start down in Florida, where Marco Rubio wins the Republican primary in the state of Florida for his Senate seat. You know, he at first we thought he wasn't going to run. Then he decided he wanted to run, and the question is whether or not he could get the nomination. He did so apparently pretty easily, and will now face Democratic Representative Patrick Murphy. That is a very interesting development there on that side of the equation, because the one of the challengers for the Democratic nomination, a Democratic nominee, was going to be Dina Grayson, a Democratic primary for her husband's seat in the House, and she was a biomedical researcher and the wife of Alan Grayson.
Right.
And did not win.
So this is, I mean, honestly, if we're going to take any good positive news out of yesterday's results in Florida and Arizona, it is that come January of 2016, 17, what year is this?
2016.
Thank you for that. Thank you for the reminder. There will be no Grayson from Florida in Washington, D.C. Yeah. Alan Grayson will not be the senator, and his wife will not be replacing him in the House. That's a beautiful thing.
Yep.
Alan Grayson is an odious individual.
Now, here is an interesting story. What about Debbie Wasserman Schultz?
What's her name?
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
What's her name?
Yeah, what's her name? She apparently was being faced a very difficult primary because Bernie Sanders had supported the candidate that she was being challenged by in the primary. And it turns out that Wasserman Schultz survives the primary and moves on to the general election. 57% to a guy by the name of Tim Canovas, 42%, according to the Associated Press. He was a law professor supported by Bernie Sanders, who was not a big fan, as you might imagine, of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So there you got Marco Rubio moving forward, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, another incumbent moving forward. And let's go to Congressional District 19 in Florida. We mentioned this because our friend Dan Bongino was running for the nomination there on the Republican side, and he lost. Francis Rooney defeats Chauncey Goss and Dan Bongino in Congressional District 19.
Chauncey Goss. Has there ever been a more establishment Republican name for a candidate than Chauncey Goss? He should be Chauncey Goss III, Esquire.
Moving on to the great state of Arizona, where there was a primary as well. Many people were looking at John McCain's seat. He was up for running for re-election, his sixth term in office, something like that. Let's see. And the question was whether or not the younger candidate would have any chance of defeating him. And it turns out this woman, Kelly Ward, a conservative who was 33 years McCain's junior, who had been making the case that John McCain was too old to run for a sixth term. He turned 80, by the way, last Monday. So that's the case she made. I'm 33 years younger. He's too old. Well, McCain wins that primary as well.
He won. 80 years old, and he is now in line to run for his sixth term in the Senate.
Yeah. And there's another interesting story out of Arizona. It has to do with Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He's the Phoenix sheriff and a man who has at times been, you know, rather controversial. I like Sheriff Joe quite a bit, but a lot of people look at him and say he's a very controversial figure because of his stance on immigration issues, etc. Well, he won his primary very easily, it looks like, and so he's going to move forward in that election process as well.
Yeah, I mean, but however, they're suggesting that he might have a tough re-election campaign when he goes to the general election because his opponent is going to be very well funded.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But yeah, I mean, was the primary really in doubt there, or
no,
was
I
it really
th-
it's
I
really more
so.
the general election that is going to be going to be very funded. By the way, also speaking of sheriffs in Arizona, Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babu. He is on Fox News a lot, on television a lot, because Pinal County is down there by the border. This is that sheriff who's got the bald head. You see him a lot. Tall guy,
yeah.
Bald head.
All right, right.
He's running for Congress, and he won his Republican primary there.
Huh.
So Sheriff Paul for Congress is moving one step closer to coming to the U.S. House of Representatives.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, look, it was a good night all the way around for the incumbents in the primaries. Listen, the power of the incumbent in the primary is not to be, you know, taken lightly. Incumbents do generally pretty well in the primaries. Now, we head to the general election. We'll see how things shape up. But I think of the races that I would watch most closely, of course, I would say, maybe watch Rubio closely and see how what kind of challenge he gets down there from the Democratic candidate.
Well, and actually, Chris Steirwalt, who sort of knows his politics pretty well over there at Fox News, he actually penned a column there at FoxNews.com that says, don't look now, but the Senate GOP is having a hell of a primary season. Mm-hmm. And he makes the point that so much has been said about how Republican incumbents were in trouble and Donald Trump and the Trump effect. Listen, this was always going to be an incredibly challenging year for Republicans in the Senate, just given the number of Republicans who are up for re-election versus how many Democrats are up for re-election. But in general, if you do agree with the power of the incumbency, Brian, then Republicans are much better off than people believe that they are, not only with John McCain and Marco Rubio winning yesterday, but also even in states where the seats are uncontested, like in Harry Reid's home state of Nevada, where he is finally retiring. The Republican is looking pretty good right now to take that seat from the Democrats' column. In addition, Dan Coats is retiring in Indiana.
Right.
And it looks like Representative Todd Young is going to be getting that nomination. And he could be a very strong candidate in that seat in Indiana. Pat Toomey is actually doing 4 points better than Donald Trump is doing in Pennsylvania. Now, he's still a little bit behind right now, but he's doing much better than Donald Trump is in Pennsylvania. And Rob Portman in Ohio is doing pretty well in his reelection bid there. Listen, yes, there are some senators who are having trouble. Ayotte in New Hampshire, but you can't blame that on Donald Trump, for crying out loud. I mean, Ayotte hasn't tied herself to Donald Trump. And Ron Johnson in Wisconsin is also having a tough time. But in general, I don't think that it's looking as dire as we had been told about the senators. But guess what? There's 10 weeks to go.
Yeah, there's still a lot of time.
There's a whole lot of time.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270 commuters, keep alert. We have two separate accidents reported and major delays. We've had just a lot of volume this morning. So first, southbound on 270 as you head in toward Clarksburg after 109, but before you get to 121, scene of the first crash. Now they're responding to a second incident, southbound 270, right near 370. It's going to be, looks like it'll be south of 370 as you work toward 28, as I see the path of the delays there. On the top side of the Beltway, 95 around the George Avenue slowing, 29, here we come with that volume heading in toward White Oak and down toward Four Corners. Hillendale area, just north of the Beltway on New Hampshire Avenue at Powder Mill Road for the scene of the crash. DC 295 lanes reopened from the earlier morning accident, southbound near East Capitol Street, but quite slow as a result. Virginia Beltway stacking up, heading through Annandale to get past the Little River Turnpike. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 92 degrees. And then tonight, it's going to be mostly cloudy and maybe even some scattered thunderstorms as the evening develops. Overnight low is 73 degrees. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms in the morning, cloudy skies later in the day, high near 85. Right now, it's 74 degrees at 7:16. Now, what you're hearing is an amalgam of many, many, many songs that are popular right now with millennials and teenagers. And I'll play it again for you in a minute, but did you notice something there? That was actually like 4 different songs all edited together. And you know how people always say of pop music, oh, it all sounds alike. It all sounds alike. Well, there may be a reason why a whole bunch of songs sound alike right now coming out of this generation of music stars. They're calling it the millennial whoop. Whoop. You know, whoop. Like whoop, whoop, whoop. And what it is
what
they
was that again?
Woo, woo. And they say, and this is written by an article written online by Adam Epstein, who put together this video. And basically what it says is that right now, just like, you know, we've talked about how the same basic 4-chord progression is the same in most pop songs and rock songs. And those, that great band Axis of Awesome, a comedy group in Australia, put together the 4-chord song.
Right.
And they put it, well, in the same way, all of these songs now that are coming out of the music industry have this 3-note progression where you the third note in the scale goes to the fifth note in the scale, back to the third note in the scale, and it sounds like a ooh ooh ooh. Here, listen, this is like 7 songs that are all edited together. Take a listen to this. See, once you hear it, you can't not hear it. See, that's the note progression that they're doing. And it's a pretty amazing thing. And so, if you're wondering why all the songs sound alike, it's because, well, they do kind of all sound alike, at least in that one instance, that they're
right.
For some reason, music stars right now want to do that thing.
I've noticed this before in pop music, and I listen to a lot of pop music when I get in the car with my daughter, and I'm listening to whatever's on the radio, and I've noticed that a lot of the songs, you know, they go through phases lately. About a year and a half ago, it seemed like every single song that was on the radio had the same boom, 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 drum beat. It was exactly the same drum beat. You could have cut and pasted it out of one and put it into the other,
yeah,
and it would sound exactly the same. And now it's this thing. And there'll be something else that'll have some unusual little hook that will grab people's ear, and then it'll be replicated. I mean, people really borrow from one another in that regard.
So it's the millennial whoop now, they're calling it, and so you'll hear it all the time. In fact, you'll hear it in the number one song on the pop charts this week. It's from 21 Pilots. You've heard this song. There it is. Same thing. Same thing. Third, fifth. Well, 21 Pilots, by the way, have achieved something pretty remarkable here. They have a number one song on the pop charts, and they also have a number one song on the alternative charts. Now, that has happened five other times in history, but what makes this very unique is it's not the same song.
Ah.
That song right there, Ride, off their Blurry Face album, is the number one pop song. But the number one alternative song right now on the Billboard charts is their song Heathens, which comes from the soundtrack of Suicide Squad. So that 21 Pilots is very hot right now.
Yeah, they are.
And the fact that they've got two separate songs topping two different charts is pretty huge. Meanwhile, also in the music world, Chris Brown had a heck of a day yesterday as his home in Tarzana, California was under siege from Los Angeles police. There were helicopters. It was on television. He posted Instagram videos to all of his millions of followers while he was holed up in his home, and we can't play much of it, otherwise our little beep machine would be going nuts right now.
Yeah.
But
y'all the worst gang in the world, the police, and I said it.
Well, then he said something that we can't say, but it was blank the police, as Chris Brown. The reason that the police were having the standoff is because there were reports overnight from, Tuesday night into Wednesday night, that at 3 in the morning during a raucous party, Chris Brown pulled a gun on a young woman in a fit of rage. She reported it to the police. The police wanted to check out what was going on, and Chris Brown wouldn't let him in the house. They'd get a warrant. So they stayed there and kept him in the house until they got the warrant. It was a remarkable story to watch as it unfolded on live television. It's like, one of those freeway chase things that they love following.
Can't
these
turn
things.
Away. Yeah.
And he kept posting these really offensive and obnoxious videos. It's a pretty amazing thing. Also, one other side note on that, people who were watching it on television got some chatter between the helicopter pilots and the cameramen talking back to the studio. And let's just say the helicopter pilots caught on a hot mic were not very pleased with their assignment for the day.
Oh, really?
Circling Chris Brown's mansion hours on
end. Sometimes it's just hovering, sitting in one spot and hovering for hours.
They were complaining quite a bit about how hungry and hot they were, and it was pretty funny to watch that. Also, by the way,
I've been in helicopters. They do get hot.
They get hot, sure. You poor son of a gun there having to be in a helicopter. It's terrible when it's hot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Just open the window.
They got that big bubble, and the sun comes in.
You got the biggest fan in the world right above you. Just turn it on, and you know what? Don't want to mess up your hair. And finally, in connection with that Chris Brown story, how would you like to be Chris Brown's neighbor? Apparently, a whole bunch of his neighbors were really annoyed that the helicopter sounds, including our colleague Jillian Barbera, crazy Jillian, out there on KABC, our sister station in Los Angeles. She posted a video of all of the helicopters because apparently she's right there. I wonder if she brought a pot roast over to Chris while he was home. Maybe a casserole, a hot dish of some kind.
He couldn't leave the house.
No, he couldn't.
A good neighbor would have done something like that.
It's 722 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. Now, for the first time ever, you get a month of Genucel free with your order today. That's right. They're giving away a free month's supply of Genucel, but you got to call them right now. Yeah, now you've heard me rave about Genucel. It is the most effective treatment for the bags under your eyes and the puffiness around your eyes. The puffiness and bags that make you look old and tired, much older than you really are. Well, you don't need that. Nobody needs that. No one's got time for that. With its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. So order Genucel, get a free month supply. Also, by the way, they're going to give you this brand new fourth generation Esotique XV collagen builder. It hasn't even been launched officially, but you're going to be the first one to be able to try this stuff, and it's supposed to be fantastic. That's free with your order at Genucel. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call now, and shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
4 years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Hi, folks. Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. Register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, I'm watching this crash in the Hillendale area, Maryland. If you use Powder Mill Road, say if you come off of 29 Columbia Pike out of White Oak, you will have delays heading down toward the intersection of Powder Mill Road and New Hampshire Avenue. That's the scene of the crash. Brief delays in the northbound direction around the Beltway in that stretch, slowing past New Hampshire Avenue, around to George Avenue in the outer loop. Inner loop, I'm seeing a little bit of volume starting to form in Bethesda. 270 southbound, the crash south of 109. Actually, it looks like it's going to be south of 121 in Clarksburg for the first accident. And then the second accident reported southbound on 270 as you approach 28. On the Wooten Parkway near 355 for accident activity, a little extra time needed. Going to Brandywine, the closure in place because of a gas line that has broken over a construction project there. Brandywine Road closed between Route 5 Branch Avenue and 301. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross and help hospital patients. Call 800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still another hot one today. Temperature staying well above normal. The normal's in the middle 80s. Partial clouds around this morning. Partial clouds this afternoon. 92. Could have some thunderstorms by this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees at 727.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
Donald Trump's policy with regard to border security was pretty unequivocal from day one of his campaign when he made that statement. He continued that month, July of 2015, with these kinds of statements.
I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me. And I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Well, and of course, we know what Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, said about that notion, don't we? If I remember right, how did he put it exactly?
I declare, I'm not going to pay for that wall.
Well, last night, everyone was surprised to learn via Twitter that Donald Trump has accepted the invitation of current president of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto, and he will be meeting with the president of Mexico today prior to a major speech that he will be delivering articulating the details of his immigration and border security policy in Arizona. That speech, by the way, is scheduled for 6 p.m. Arizona time.
Yeah.
Now, if I remember right, Arizona does not go on daylight savings time, so that means it will be 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay. Yeah, Rudy Giuliani, Reince Priebus, Senator Jeff Sessions expected to be alongside as he meets with President Enrique Peña Nieto. And among the topics to be discussed, trade, immigration, and border security.
So why is he doing this meeting, and what will be said at that meeting?
That's interesting.
Let's ask our guest at 8:15 today, Eric Trump, the son of Donald Trump. Tune in, make sure you hear that. It's 7:28.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll get KT McFarland's take on a presidential candidate going to meet with a foreign dignitary. KT McFarland from Fox News coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Today's the day Donald Trump delivers that long-anticipated speech on immigration, in which he will try to clarify exactly what his position is. But first, he makes a trip to Mexico.
Donald Trump expected to draw a sharp difference between his position on illegal immigration and Hillary Clinton's, which he says is essentially amnesty. Trump's hardline supporters are waiting to see if he'll keep his promise of deporting all the undocumented people living in the U.S. But first, there will be that meeting with Mexico's president, Trump traveling with Rudy Giuliani, Senator Jeff Sessions, and Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Florida Senator Marco Rubio has easily won the Republican nomination to retain his seat. In Arizona, Senator John McCain beat a primary challenge from a Tea Party activist to win the right to seek a sixth term in November. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has announced a $5 million study to explore a potential new bridge across the Chesapeake Bay.
The existing Bay Bridge spans can be safely maintained through preservation and maintenance until the year 2065. But the reality is that there is simply too much traffic, and that in the years to come, it will continue to get worse.
The study begins this fall and could take up to 4 years to complete. Today, Governor Hogan's expected to make another big announcement. At an afternoon news conference, Hogan is expected to unveil an executive order barring public schools from opening before Labor Day from now on. Hawaii, Florida, and North Carolina are all bracing for brushes with severe weather. Hurricane Madeline is expected to pass just south of Hawaii's Big Island early tomorrow. A tropical storm warning is now up for a section of Florida's Gulf Coast as a tropical depression approaches. And on North Carolina's Outer Banks, forecasters expect up to 5 inches of heavy rain as a tropical weather system blows by. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,454, the Nasdaq at 52,23. Sports, Max Scherzer strikes out 11 over 8 innings as the Nats edge the Phillies. The Orioles gain some ground with a win over the Blue Jays, and the Redskins close out the preseason tonight in Tampa Bay. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, Labor Day savings start now. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99. Now just $24.99. Wow!
Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Murphy, he was right. If something can go wrong, it will. If anything simply cannot go wrong, it will anyway. If you perceive there are four possible ways that a procedure can go wrong and circumvent all these, then a fifth way, unprepared for, will promptly develop. And, the chance of bread falling, buttered side down, is directly proportional to the cost of the carpet. In my business, heating and air conditioning, it translates like this. If your air conditioner can break down, it will. And it'll do so during your daughter's birthday party. I'm not sure nature always sides with the hidden flaw, but if Murphy does rear his head in your home this summer, remember my stand-up guys from Snell. Professional, polite, and punctual, with the know-how to restore your family's comfort.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trying to get in through town, St. Barnabas Road, north of Route 5. Right as you come up to Silver Hill Road, heavy on the brakes because of a crash. In on the Suitland Parkway, delays are going to be just after Silver Hill Road, and that'll continue toward Alabama Avenue, but nothing along the way. It was a crash, DC 295, much earlier near East Capitol Street, cleared, but south on 295, we have the heavy rush hour, have the delays coming off both 50 and the BW Parkway. Now, let's get you in the Brandywine area where Brandywine Road remains closed between Route 5 and 301 with the gas line rupture there. Also, we have 223 Piscataway Road before Tippett Road with the crash. We'll go Virginia, 95 north and Aquia, heavy into Woodbridge. Southbound, still big delays between 17 Falmouth and Route 3 due to a crash. One lane does get by. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMA Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march and clouds will continue to gather over the next couple of days and eventually get a little bit of rain in here. A few clouds around this morning, a few with sunshine this afternoon. 92 scattered storms by this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 66 in Chantilly, 67 in Waldorf, 74 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, we'll be joined by Trevor Maddich because the Redskins are playing, I guess, the last preseason game. They moved it up a day because there's a storm coming to Florida. So we're moving Trevor Maddich up 8:05. At 8:15, you definitely want to be around because it's a good day for us to have Eric Trump lined up. He'll join us at 8:15 on the line on a day when his dad is going to meet with the president of Mexico. Perhaps he can give some insight into how that all came together. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Joining us now, KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst, veteran of many White Houses, including the Reagan and Nixon and Ford ones. Hi, KT. How are you?
Good morning.
So, Donald Trump is the nominee for president, and he's been talking tough about our relationship with Mexico, our immigration policy, our border security, and we learned late last night that in a surprise move, he will be meeting today with the president of Mexico. Is that a good move for someone who actually, I mean, it's not like he can do anything. He's just a nominee. He doesn't hold elective office. What's the strategy here?
I think it's absolutely brilliant. And it's what Trump is famous for, which is to do the unexpected, to think outside the box. Trump has been saying throughout his campaign, you know, build the wall, illegal immigrants. But what I think this is an attempt to say, look, there are two things here. It's not all Mexicans are bad or all Hispanics are bad. It's that there's a problem that we have with a criminal element who also coincidentally happened to be illegal immigrants into the United States. And I think that if he can make that distinction to say, look, legal immigrants we welcome with open arms. Hispanic Americans have made an extraordinary contribution to the country, and all of us together should be upset at a criminal element.
Quick follow-up on that, though. I've heard some people speculate that one of the dangers here for Donald Trump is that President Peña Nieto could leave this meeting saying, oh, the guy's a moron, he doesn't know what he's talking about, he's a loose cannon, I can't work with him. Is there a what would be the diplomatic downside of the Mexican president doing that?
Well, it'd be foolish, because if it turns out that Donald Trump wins, then he's got 4 years of a very frosty relationship with his closest country, biggest economic, country with which he has the biggest economic relationship and security relationship. So I can't imagine that Neto has gotten where he's gotten by being a fool.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're probably right there. And it may actually, if he were to do that, it would make Donald Trump, you know, look like the bigger person, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no downside.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time thinking of what the downside would be. But were you surprised that this came together? I mean, I was realistically quite surprised, if for no other reason, just the security implications of putting together a meeting like that very quickly.
You mean the security of the individuals involved?
Right, right, right.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that Trump lives in a different world in that regard.
Yeah. Well, interesting. I got to ask you about this other story that we told this story yesterday, and I was just dumbfounded that our current Secretary of State is talking about terrorism. He's overseas. He's talking about terrorism. And he's talking about how, you know, maybe we need to fight terrorism. He said, and, you know, quite frankly, he ended the comment by saying the media would just do us all a great service if they didn't cover terrorism as much. People wouldn't know what was going on. Now, I've seen some things that came out of the mouth of one John Kerry that I thought were pretty stupid, but that pretty much takes the cake. Did you have any thoughts when you saw that?
Stop whining and do your job. You know, if he was doing his job, if they were protecting the United States against terrorism, if they were defeating the Islamic terrorist movement in the world, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. The press is reporting it because they haven't fixed it. So my advice to him is, instead of telling the press how to do their job, why don't you just be quiet and do yours?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, and listen, I think what if you give him the greatest benefit of the doubt in the world, what maybe he's saying is these terrorists, they actually are aided by the media coverage of their acts because it helps them with their recruiting and it helps them feel like they're actually making a difference. So maybe we shouldn't make such a big deal out of it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but, you know, look, to me, this is press intimidation. When they talk about Donald Trump intimidating the press or having fights with the press, Donald Trump's not talking about censoring the press. Then that's in effect what Kerry is saying. You guys just, we want you to report the stories we want you to report. And anything that makes us look bad, like the fact that we failed at our job, we would prefer you don't talk about.
Let me ask you also about, it's so funny how, you know, 4 years ago, Barack Obama ridiculed Mitt Romney over Romney's contention that Putin is a major adversary on the world stage. You remember Obama said, the 80s are calling and they want their foreign policy back. Well, now this administration keeps raising the ugly specter of Putin and Russia as if we're in the middle of the Cold War again. The Russians are coming. And the latest one is this suggestion that they're hacking into our election system. Therefore, the feds should take over our election system. Is this a very deliberate strategy here?
Look, I don't think Putin cares who wins. I think he just wants to scramble us in the sense of making our elections, our electoral season, our elections, the physical part of the elections, to be complicated, to be messed up. He thinks we've messed up with his domestic politics. He'd like to mess up with ours. So I don't think he's sitting there in the basement of the Kremlin with some big scheme where he's going to get, as some of the mainstream media have suggested and some of the campaign people for Hillary Clinton have suggested that Putin wants to, he's got his Russian agent, Donald Trump,
right,
to get elected.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, give me a break.
The puppet.
But I do think that Putin would love to scramble and get involved with and somehow disrupt our elections. So whether you have, so I think an increased sense of vigilance is required around our elections. I have thought this for a decade, well before the Putin thing. I've worried about terrorists using our day of elections to set off terrorist attacks on the east coast of the United States with a backpack bomb, to the point where they would then make every voting booth and every polling place, suspect and throughout the country. So yeah, I've always worried about that.
That's a different, can of worms, absolutely.
Yep.
But I'm wondering, do you think it's a good idea for the Department of Homeland Security to start monitoring and helping out with these elections?
Yeah, I would say under normal circumstances, yes. Unfortunately, this administration has shown that it politicizes everything.
That's right.
Whether it's the State Department saying, oh, Hillary Clinton's turned over all of her emails, or the Justice Department saying, ooh, nothing here to prosecute, or the State Department saying, we didn't pay rent for those hostages, or the Energy Department saying, look, the Iran nuke deal is just perfect. So I guess, on one hand, I like the idea that we have some kind of a system for looking to see who's hacking into our elections and our voting mechanisms. On the other hand, there's not a lot of credibility with this administration on anything they say. I mean, I haven't seen a credibility gap like this since the Johnson administration.
K.T. McFarland, thank you very much. Of course, she was, 7 years older.
Yeah, she was just a child.
You've read it in history books, Eleanor Holmes. Yeah. K.T. McFarland. K.T. McFarland, thanks for joining us. It's 7:44.
Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
Recent studies show that one of the top reasons people don't go to the dentist regularly is due to dental fear. I can relate to that. My experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were, horrible. And I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. And now, I can take a big, deep cleansing breath because that fear and anxiety is gone. These guys are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. That's exactly how they're going to treat you. They walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, if you've got a nagging tooth pain that you've been neglecting, if you're interested in sedation dentistry, which is a real godsend for people, or you know what, if you're just looking for a really good dentist, call my friend Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. She's going to take care of you. The number's 301-530-2434. One more time, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It's 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's get you through town. DC 295 northbound. We've had delays coming off of the Beltway, but now looks like up ahead near the Naval Research Lab for the crash. So a little extra pressure there. Inbound New York Avenue as you come off of both 50 and the BW Parkway to Bladensburg Road. Slow again as you head down toward North Capitol Street. In the 3rd Street Tunnel, northbound, DDOT and Cruiser telling me they have a number of cars. Not sure if it was reported as a crash or some debris that caused some flat tires in the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound as you come up the exit for the U.S. Capitol. They were able to get those cars to the shoulder. Nonetheless, jammed off of each direction of the freeway coming out of Virginia off the 11th Street Bridge. We'll go into Hillendale, Maryland, north of the Beltway on New Hampshire Avenue, intersection with Powder Mill Road for the crash in that intersection. 270 southbound, the accident before you get into Clarksburg, and one near 28 southbound as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still another hot one today. Temperature staying well above normal. The normal's in the middle 80s. Partial clouds around this morning. Partial clouds this afternoon. 92. Could have some thunderstorms by this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
74 degrees at 747.
Many of you right now are in your car on the way to work, and you're hating life, I guess, because traffic has gotten a lot worse. It's called, even though we're not quite there, September shock. This is what happens this time of year. And by the way, the worst day of the year on traffic, they say, is often the Tuesday following Labor Day. They call it Terrible Traffic Tuesday, and that's because everybody's back at school, everybody's back at work, and it's a slog on the roads. And just how much of a slog is, apparently after the August lull, when things slow down, down and traffic is actually, you know, almost manageable, almost okay come September shock. And your drive may go up by as much as 15 to 45% in length. That's how much longer it takes you to get to work. And if you're on I-66 or I-270 or US 29 over in Maryland, well, it's possible, according to the Washington Post, that the length of your trek to work doubles.
Nasty.
It is so nasty. And, you know, I sometimes talk about how the one thing I love about my job is that I get in before all the traffic. And when I go home, I'm going against the traffic. And I love that. But I remember what it was like. And it has only gotten worse as they continue to build and build and build around some of these major thoroughfares. And there's just, you know, we're not building any new roads.
No.
We're not doing anything to solve the problem.
Right. Well, no, the solution, whenever you ask any politician, their solution is more people take Metro, you know, because that's reliable, yeah. Or more people should be riding their bikes into work.
Yeah, that's it.
Because in a blizzard, a bike is the most reliable
of
possible
course, that's
major
right.
transportation.
Maryland is actually thinking now, or beginning to think, about what they would do to replace the Chesapeake Bay Bridge or to add another bay bridge. The transportation officials in Maryland are beginning a four-year study to examine whether there needs to be another crossing to relieve future traffic congestion. They believe that the current bay bridge can be safely operated and maintained through the year 2065. So that's quite a bit ways down the path.
Mm-hmm.
But Governor Hogan is now saying that by 2040, the studies show that westbound summer traffic on Sunday evenings could back up as much as 14 miles.
Yeah.
So they're thinking, well, we need additional capacity.
Sure.
And then eventually we need another bridge because the other one will wear out.
Well, they already, have traffic going in you know, both directions or in one direction almost, and they reduce it to one lane when it's really bad. I remember heading out there this summer and that's what they had. I love the Bay Bridge, but the first time you ever drive on the Bay Bridge, that's a harrowing experience.
It is. By the way, you're the Crab Cake Czar of Maryland,
yes.
Unofficially. The Crab Czar. And you should get one of these new license plate. It says, basically, it has the Maryland flag on it.
It's a beautiful flag.
Maryland for proud.
A beautiful plate. Yeah. They're replacing the War of 1812 motif. We like it. There are no crabs on it, though, and that's a big problem.
It's 750.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Network's advanced firewall solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
Want to know the secret that those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? Is that flipping multi-unit properties is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend the afternoon or evening with our team of experts, and we will show you how to put $10,000 to $30,000 in your pocket over the next 90 days. This two-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. This intensive two-hour real estate class is coming to the DMV area soon. Call 1-800-863-7614 to secure your seat now. This seminar is free for the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 1-800-863-7614. 1-800-863-7614. Call now.
It's 7:53, time to check in on your money at the CNBC News Desk. Here's Morgan Brennan. Hey, Morgan.
But in a few minutes, ADP is expected to report that 180,000 jobs were added in August. The actual number will affect the market's direction. Potential problems brewing at Samsung. The world's largest smartphone seller is delaying shipments of its Galaxy Note 7 so it can conduct quality testing. No official word on why, but there are some reports of phone's batteries having exploded. Now, Bob Evans Farms, the roadside restaurant chain, says profits fell last quarter because sales were down, although the company said sausage sales rose 12%. Google is going after Uber and Lyft, starting its own ride-sharing service using its Waze traffic app to hook up riders with carpools. And Christie's will auction off a trove of old baseball collectibles in October, including one of Shoeless Joe Jackson's game bats and a lot of items from the old Negro League. Christie says the auctions could bring in more than $5 million. I'm Morgan Brennan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Ted Britt Automotive, that's the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. You know, I bet if I sat most of you down right now and said, describe what is an amazing experience in your life, you know, you'd say, you know, going out to a beautiful spa, perhaps, or the Grand Canyon, maybe, you know, a beautiful cruise, not buying a car. I'm thinking buying a car is not going to be up there on the list of amazing experiences. But Ted Britt makes it amazing because they've got this great thing called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle at Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles, so with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, you know, it starts to become amazing when you know your car is going to be covered by these guys. Plus, oh, the Labor Day blowout sale going on right now at Ted Britt. You're going to see prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on their wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. Why don't you go ahead and schedule your next service with Ted Britt right now so you can see what kind of service you're going to get from these guys. Visit one of their nine great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It is 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, definitely feeling like we're doing double time, guys, on this 270 ride this morning. First, just a lot of heavy volume. Then we had the crash southbound in the Clarksburg area near 121. They're trying to get that to the left shoulder. Second incident, 270, had been near 370. So really a lot of time just to get down toward Rockville and the lane divide. In Hillendale, just north of the Beltway on New Hampshire Avenue at the intersection with Powder Mill Road, still watch for police direction around that crash. Around the Beltway from 95 to George Avenue, slowing. We're heavy to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. And here we go in through town. Have an accident northwest, Pennsylvania Avenue and 12th Street. Watch for police direction. It really puts the pressure on 12th Street. We always have that volume coming out of the tunnel, but then a continuous backup to Constitution and Pennsylvania Avenue. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still another hot one today. Temperature staying well above normal. The normal's in the middle 80s. Partial clouds around this morning. Partial clouds this afternoon. 92. Could have some thunderstorms by this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees. It's 7:57.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Coming up on WMAF.
We'll be joined by Trevor Maddich because the Redskins are playing their last preseason game tonight. He'll give us his lay of the land as the Redskins go against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Plus, Donald Trump gives his immigration policy speech tonight in Arizona. But before that, he's meeting with the president of Mexico. We will be joined at 8:15 by Eric Trump, Donald Trump's son, to discuss that.
Hello, my name's Stephen Fry. Today, it's my pleasure to be your guide on this quite interesting tour of London.
Find out how Big Ben
keeps accurate time with the help of a handful of pre-decimal coins, like pennies, farthings and shillings from 1933.
And that
London's classic red phone boxes were actually based on a tomb.
Join Stephen Fry and the makers of QI for fun-filled and fact-laden GPS-enabled audio tours. Enjoy on location or at home. To get started, visit qi.com/walkingtours.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.